Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll get you going. It'll get you going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh.
This guy's losing it.
This guy's lost his mind. And I'm reaping all the benefits.
Oh, God.
From Wedding Singer?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Nice.
He's losing his mind.
I need to watch that again.
What is that, John Lovitz? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the, oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Yeah. And I feel all right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
Drew Barrymore, dude.
What a...
Oh, God.
And then, yeah, he's behind the curtain. He goes, he's losing his mind. And I'm reaping all the benefits, and then he slowly... Great movie, man. Great movie. Anyway, it's 7:12. We got to get to it. It's your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I just liked it when that old lady would sing,
hip, a hop, hip,
rapper's delight.
Don't forget your payment. Oh, I'll get the meatballs later. Hold out your hands. That's a good meatball. As always, your morning dump. Now you just think about a handful of meatballs. It's brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I have one thing that I am going to talk about at the end of this,
okay,
but we're going to wait. First things first, the Ford Bronco making a comeback.
Oh.
I'm excited about this, dude.
Question.
I saw the concept for it.
That's what I'm going to ask you.
I didn't know if they were going to release it or not, if it was just like a little...
Question.
Yeah.
Did they smooth all the edges?
I don't know. But
because you can't smooth the edges of the old Ford Bronco, man. You
no,
just can't do it.
The boxiness is what makes it great.
Absolutely.
One of the best vehicles I ever had was my Ford Bronco 2, because the back seats folded down, and it was great.
You didn't like it because it was a Ford or a Bronco?
No.
Because of the
engine.
It
was cool looking. It had the glass windows, but the back seats folded down.
You only liked it because you could have sex in the back of it.
And as a young man, it was a four-wheel drive bed.
Dad, can I get that one? Can I have that one?
I want that one.
Or the van. The van would be good, too.
It had touch four-wheel drive. I could literally just pull it anywhere.
Son, we can get you a brand new.
First of all, if you're thinking the ladies weren't treated to a romantic night, I would take that thing down to the creek. I'd pop the back. I'd put the seats down.
You see your dad taking your car shopping. Why are you always in the back seat seeing if the seats fold down?
I just want to see.
I'll take this one. It's a 1972.
That's where the Charger was.
It doesn't run.
The Charger had a huge back seat, and it was that leather, so you could just clean it off real well.
Yeah, but Dad, if we just park it in the cul-de-sac out back,
it'd be fine.
It'll be fine.
And this one doesn't even run.
Son,
just put it on a truck. We'll get it loaded. It'll be fine. So 96, the Ford Motor Company stopped making the Ford Bronco. The Ford Bronco is making a comeback, expected to debut in April.
They didn't by chance stop making the Ford Bronco right after O.J. Simpson took off in a Ford Bronco.
I think it was shortly after.
Shortly after.
At least the white Bronco sales.
Why isn't anybody buying these? This is weird.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Do you have a picture of it?
It's the O.J. edition. It does come with a removable top. Oh, I don't like how that... Now, it's all covered right now. But it's a four-door. Stop it.
What are they covering it because it's a concept?
Or? Yeah, they don't want to release it. Dude, if they make it a four-door, I'm going to lose my friggin' mind.
No, it's not covered.
Yeah, that's covered. This is also, they got it all covered. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. If it comes out like that, no one's going to buy it. No, that's all.
Hang on.
Yeah, it's just all covered.
Go to the other picture.
See, it's all covered. See, they got that all covered.
So they're covering the back because the back is the most covered.
Dude, if they make it a four-door, I'm going to be so pissed. Dude, and it looks like a four-door.
It looks like a Jeep to me.
That looks ugly.
It looks like a Jeep without the front.
Oh, they ruined it.
They did.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, dude. They ruined it.
All right, you know what's going
to... Here's the thing. Here's why people like Ford Broncos, Ford. Listen up. They like the old style. They like the way they look. They like the way they felt.
Yeah.
They like it's the classic... Just the stigma of the old Ford Bronco. It passes, and you're like, that's a Ford Bronco. That's going to pass you, and you're going to be like, that's an
Explorer.
Is that Range Rover? What is that?
If I want four doors, I'll get an Explorer.
Come on.
I like the Ford Bronco. So stupid. Way to go. You know what? That ruined my day, but here, I'm going to fix it. Yeah. Everybody, don't worry. I'm going to fix the horribleness that just happened. Dunkaroos are coming back.
Yes! Hell yeah, dude.
Dunkaroos cookies are coming back. They were discontinued in 2012, but General Mills decided to bring them back. They'll hit the stores this summer with one flavor, vanilla cookies dipped into vanilla frosting with rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Dunkaroos.
You shut your slut mouth. That is fantastic.
Dunkaroos.
They had the commercial with the guy, the Australian guy, like, "Oi, yep. Troy, that's not a Dunkaroo. This is a Dunkaroo." I think it went something like that.
You're right.
That's not frosting. This is frosting.
No, you're thinking of Paul Hogan, bro.
Same guy. There's only one famous guy from Australia. There's two. Steve Irwin and Paul Hogan. Right. And one of those guys was in there.
Did the Dunkaroo commercial?
Yeah, right. Did the Dunkaroo commercial. So,
did you eat a lot of them as a kid?
Good God.
I used to trade a lot of lunch money because my parents wouldn't buy it because they were too expensive.
You know what I would do? I would literally just eat the cookie and then just finger the frosting out of it.
Or how about this? You'd start. I'd always dip mine, but I would start dipping. I'm like, oh, not too much,
just a little.
I don't want to waste any of the cookies.
You know? Always had that perfect bite at the end where it was just the perfect cookie to frosting ratio.
Yeah.
But the good news is this is going to be this is going to be 2020 standards. We're all a bunch of fatties now.
Oh, yeah.
So there's probably going to be way more frosting. Uh-huh. Not like when you were a kid and you're like, what the hell is this?
Now with extra diabetes.
Yeah, good.
You know,
it just comes with 9 packets of sugar.
I think that started my diabetes.
Dunkaroos. Thanks a lot, Dunkaroos.
Career.
I know you can't even have them now. You'll die.
I know.
I'll have yours. I'll take your share. Yeah. I'll trade you your Dunkaroos for like some.
Nope, I'm throwing it away. You can't have it.
You can't even have it. You're going to open it and throw it away so I can't get it.
I'm going to smell it and toss it.
You're a bastard.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.
Yeah, dude. 725 Rock Hunter.
Good morning.
It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX. All right, let's get right to it. Your sports, you dumb slut.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Which originally means you're cute,
yes,
by the way.
Originally.
Mm-hmm.
Not in your case. You're an ugly slut.
Sports brought to you by.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I got.
Yeah, it's because you got a dirty potty mouth.
Dirty
and you
potty.
You can't focus on anything else.
Poop, you poop mouth.
Yeah.
Of course, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light maybe while you're watching the XFL. Right. We'll see.
All right. Just shut up while I do sports before we get in trouble for something.
Don't blow it.
All right. NBA last night. Let's go for it, man. Grizzlies beating the Pistons 96-82. The Mavericks beating up the Pacers 112-103. Moving on. NHL. Would you shut up?
I'm sorry. I want.
What are you doing?
Read your sports.
NHL last night, the Flyers beating the Red Wings 3-0.
What?
God.
Just focus.
I can't wait till you do your rock news.
Do your sports. I've already done it.
Mm.
Did it last hour.
I didn't remember. It was so bad. Tonight, the Blackhawks going to be in Minnesota playing the Wild at 8 o'clock. God, you're annoying.
I'm not even typing anything. I'm just
I know you're not typing anything. Everybody knows. God. Just like a child trying to do a show here with a four-year-old.
You're a four-year-old?
Yeah, put your pacifier in, would you? Just keep that potty mouth harnessed. Actually, no, better yet, put a piece of soap in your mouth.
I thought you were doing sports.
I am, but I can't because you're typing and you're being a toddler.
I'll be good.
Nap time.
I'll be good.
Lay on your mat. Go to sleep for a half. I'll wake you up when it comes to the topic.
Perfect.
NFL. I don't even know if I want to read this, man.
No, find something else. You got two other pages, don't you?
Yeah, but it's okay. Yeah, you want me to do the other pages?
What else do you got?
All right, MHSA High School Athletics. Boys basketball last night.
Who won?
Bridgman.
Bridgman
they
won.
They beat All Clear at 65-37.
Damn.
Yeah.
65? That's some good numbers.
Yeah. Putting up some numbers. They must have some good shooters.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is better to talk about than this stupid NFL story this morning. People still bitching about the you read it. I can hardly even read it.
No. Here, the Lions sign guard Josh Garrett.
Yeah, that was kind of in the works.
They got him from San Francisco.
Mm.
Oh, sorry, Josh, you're off to a horrible, horrible career.
I know.
You know who the 49ers should get?
Who?
Stafford.
Honestly, you know
think
what,
about
guys?
That.
And to the Detroit fans out there, I'm a fan of the Lions. You know, I am, but I'm not full blown because I know where that road goes.
Yeah.
I like to take the other roads because it's
sadness. I don't know. I see.
It's a sad road. Anyway, Stafford, if he was on a different team, and I'm saying this because I like Stafford.
Yeah.
And I like the Lions too. Stafford would have a way better career anywhere else. He is a fantastic quarterback.
Imagine him on the 49ers.
It's just he's got.
Dude, he'd do great.
He's got that ball and chain on his ankle.
Yeah.
And that ball
called
and chain.
Called the Lions.
Called the Lions. And it's really not like, I don't know what it is with that team, mm-hmm. but it's just the stigma. You need to get rid of that. Switch it up. You know, I think, was it Martha?
Martha? Stewart?
No.
Oh, the owner.
The owner. Is that her name, Martha?
I don't know.
Anyway, she needs to sell. She should have sold it to Bezos.
Yeah.
Bezos sparked interest. And she said no. Dude, the Detroit Prime.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Let's get rid of the Lions. We'll call it the Detroit Prime. Even though the Lions have been around for it.
The Detroit Prime Lions.
Yeah. Kind of AWS Field or Prime Field.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, you have God's money. You can pay all of your players anything
literally
they want.
Anything. Yeah. Well, you got a cap, so you can't do that.
Yeah. What is the cap? Isn't it like $330 million or something?
I don't know.
For the whole team?
You know, if Jeff Bezos gave money to every single person on Earth, we'd all get like $15.70. Isn't that great?
Hey, Dad, can I get some money?
What would you do with yours?
My $15?
I'd buy the Lions.
Get something off of eBay.
Brock and Hunt.
Hey, good morning. 7:36, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
All right, let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. We were just over the other day. Got some hot slices. That's what I like. If you're in a hurry and you just want some delicious pizza, you go around lunchtime, man. They got hot slices ready to go. I got two of them. Didn't have to wait a long time. It was perfect. Out the door, back doing your stuff. Or you can order in. We saw a lot of people getting stuff to take out.
Oh, yeah.
They got you covered. A lot of great new menu items. So go see them. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Today, I'm very excited about this. And this all came about because of something that happened to me recently. And I'm not going to lie, Hunter. It blew my freaking mind.
Yeah.
Your topic of the day. What is your holy crap that actually worked trick? Where you're just like, I didn't think that was going to work. There's no way. I don't get it. That doesn't make sense. So this just happened to me the other day. I had to remove Sharpie from some plastic. All right. It's some tackle boxes. I was working on a project. I changed my mind. Whatever. So I started just taking like some disinfectant wipes and like, okay, maybe that. And it started to rub it off a little bit, but not as well as it should have. And I was like, man, this is not going right. I need, you know, I need to get this off.
It's a permanent marker.
It's a permanent marker. So I went online and I'm like, okay, how to remove permanent? There's got to be something. And I saw in there, oh, take a dry erase marker and just write over top of the permanent marker. And it'll wipe right off. I'm like, this isn't going to work. Luckily, I had a dry erase marker laying around. I wrote over top of the Sharpie, literally with a dry paper towel, whoosh, right off.
Really?
Dude, it blew my effing mind. Like, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, Kiki, look at this. Like, I wanted to start writing on other stuff with
like
a permanent
like
marker.
Like a child. Like, I was going to see you walked around your house, started writing on stuff with
it
a permanent marker.
Blew my mind. I literally was like, holy crap, wow. That actually worked. And it was perfect. Took everything off. So, folks, if you have, like, on hard plastic, I think it works on other things, get a dry erase marker. It'll take that permanent marker right off. Just right over top of it. Boom, you're set.
Yes, I'm pretty sure there's other solutions, too, like on, like, carpet or on something that's besides plastic.
Yeah, yeah. There's different ways.
Different ways to get
But for plastic, like, a thing like that, when it happened, the look of joy and astonishment on my face was I couldn't believe it. Holy crap, this worked. Oh, my God.
Just reminded me of a video I've seen recently. There's a kid in the classroom who drew a dong on the white erase board. With the permanent marker, but then in dry erase, he like turned it into like a cat or something. So when the teacher came, she just saw a cat at the end of the class when she went to go erase it.
It's just a big old donger.
She erased half the cat and it was a dong.
If she knows now, for all those teachers out there, if you've ever had a student draw a dong on your whiteboard, a dry erase will take it off.
Right off.
Right off.
I like that.
No more dongs on your hard plastics or dry erase
boards. It's a nice life hack. Yeah. This is kind of life hack.
Dude, it's crazy. Go crazy with a permanent marker. You'll be fine. 925 WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What is your favorite? Holy crap, this actually works. Trick. We'll have more when we come back. Stick around.
Brock.
Yeah, good morning. 749 is Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's your favorite holy crap that actually works trick?
Worked pretty good.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that worked.
You know, I do have one.
What do you got?
I got one.
What?
They're not stupid.
No, that's actually pretty good, and everybody should do this because it's friggin' brilliant.
Yeah?
What kind of shower do you have? Do you have a glass door? Do you have the curtain? What do you got? Do you
Water shower.
A water shower?
Uses water, yeah. No, it's like the tub with the, like, just the shower head, and it's got, like, a removable wand that Kiki likes.
Nice. Well, you should use it more. That's all I got.
Use the removable what?
What?
You shower
more.
You're hilarious. I go, one day.
Here's what you do. So they have this thing online. A lot of women use them. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of guys use them, but I got a great use for it. What is it? It's a behind-the-door, like, shoe carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen those?
You just hang
it on your door.
And you put the shoes in.
There's like three slots, and there's probably like five down.
Yeah.
You know, three across, five down. And I'm like, oh. So what's a big problem that you have in the shower? You got nowhere to put anything, Brock.
That's it. I was going to say.
It's always falling into the bathtub. You always bump it, and it goes off the edge.
Yeah.
And it's just a pain
in
the ass.
And it sounds horrible. It's the loudest noise ever, yeah.
It slides around all the time. Yeah. And your wife always has, what, eight shampoos at one time?
It's ridiculous.
That's just shampoo. We're not talking about conditioners. She's got 10 conditioners.
Yeah.
Five different soaps.
Mm-hmm.
400 loofahs.
Yeah.
Where are you putting all of this stuff? Where are you going to put it? So what you do is you get one of those shoe carriers, right? They go on the back of your door. Put it in the shower. Dude, you got spots for days.
Oh, damn,
you got spots for days.
Holy crap, that's a great idea.
Dude, it's fantastic.
It's a great little trick.
I thought of that, and I almost wanted to, like, take a picture. But no, who was going to take a picture of the shower and put it on?
Check this out, guys.
This is great, guys.
I got all the stuff in one spot. You missed the part where I said suction cup dildo, and I'm a little upset that you didn't notice it because it was really funny. There's some great comments. That's a very good one, Hunter. That's very good.
Thank you.
We got some great comments on Facebook. What's your favorite holy crap, this actually works trick? Brittany said, pennies in a plastic sandwich bag with water hanging near the outside door to keep flies out of the house. Does that work?
What?
I mean, I guess it does work.
Ain't no way.
I'm going to have to try it this summer.
Look at this moron.
Because that sounds
a bag full of pennies.
It sounds better than the fly strip that's just hanging there in the kitchen. Oh God.
Have you ever had to use a fly strip?
Well, down in the barn, growing up, the farm I grew up on, we'd have fly strips down there. Oh my God, dude!
In my old apartment, I had a moth problem.
So you used a fly strip for the moth?
Fly strip, I guess. Because originally
swinging around,
lassoing these moths. You know what I really did initially, though?
What?
Moron. God, dude. I don't even know why I'm telling
you. What'd you
this.
Do? I want to know.
I, like, lined my house with mothballs, thinking it would kill the moths. And then somebody came over and they're like, damn, dude, your house is pungent. It smells like mothballs in here. I'm like, yeah, they're everywhere, man. I got a moth problem. They're like, dude, it's not for killing moths, you moron. It's for keeping, like, mice out of your, you know, for, like, storage.
You can't catch a moth with a ball,
moron.
God. Oh, you're so dumb.
I know.
I'm going to have to try that trick, though, Brittany. If it doesn't work, I'm going to be upset.
If it doesn't work, you're just going to look like a moron with pennies.
Yeah, why do you have pennies hanging over your door?
For the male guy.
Yeah.
Tip.
I like Bob's. He said, for a bloody nose that won't stop, have them lay on the ground, lift up their opposite leg, and give them a few whacks on the bottom of the foot. Hey, let me punch you in the face real quick, Hunter. And we're going to try this out.
Dude, these are ridiculous. There's no way.
Let's try it.
No.
Come on. I'm punching the nose.
No, you get the punch.
Why do I get the punch?
Because your hands won't break my nose.
I'm the host. Bitch, I will. You know what? That's it. Hunter and I are going to fight right now. We'll be back.
Break your hand.
The screen.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
All right, good morning.
Hey, here we go.
It's Tuesday morning. It's going to be a fantastic show today, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi. Anyway.
Should we just start doing a radio show like that?
I think so. I think
good morning, America.
Good morning,
America. This is the Plan B Morning Show.
I like it. Anyway, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Good morning, everybody. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is your favorite holy crap that actually works trick? We've learned about stopping bloody noses by slapping feet.
I don't believe it.
Pennies and plastic
I'm
bags
calling
with
the guy
water.
Out. I'm calling you out. You ain't tapping my feet and stopping a nosebleed. It ain't happening.
Big Papa Jay had one. He said, put a quarter on the bottom of a shaken up can of beer and open it. So, like, do you set it down and put the quarter down below? That sounds like an old wise tale.
You bastard. Dude, that's another one. I don't believe it. You tap
it. We got to try it.
You tap the top.
Yeah, but you put the quarter on the bottom. It works. I don't know. We got to try it.
What's that doing?
I don't know.
So you just put a quarter underneath the can.
Or maybe you got to hold it and then
open it?
I don't know. He didn't. Big Papa Jay didn't.
Papa Jay's full up.
Rod had a good one, putting a cell phone in the microwave to instantly recharge it.
That one actually
don't
works.
Do that.
That actually
do not
works.
Do that.
Instant charge.
Rebecca had a good one, eating a tablespoon of sugar to get rid of hiccups.
Sorry, Rebecca. That's not for everybody.
Did that work for you?
No, I'm diabetic. I can't have a spoonful of sugar.
What would you rather have, a spike in sugar or the hiccups?
No. Ooh.
Would you rather lose your foot or have the hiccups?
Sometimes hiccups get pretty bad. You know why I call BS on that? Because there's a lot of different ones. Peanut butter's one. Sugar, I've heard.
Yep.
I've heard of honey. I've heard the mix of honey and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Ask my buddy Ray. He's basically almost has taken his life because he gets the hiccups so often.
Couldn't you use stevia, Hunter?
Yeah, good.
Would that work? We should try that.
No.
You're such a pussy.
Or a spoonful of cinnamon. That'll work.
Yeah.
Because you won't think of anything else.
Other than the fact that you're dying. Alicia had a good one. I've actually used this one, and I saw it in a recipe, but you use a hand mixer to shred chicken. Let's say you cook up some chicken breasts, mm-hmm. put that in a bowl, hand mixer, do it. It's so much easier than sitting there
You're right. I have seen that.
Yeah.
And don't they use, like, the one you plug into?
Yeah. That's what you want to use. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can use the old style hand crank ones if you really want to. But, no, I just use my little hand mixer. Shreds it up real nice.
That's a pretty good one. I like that.
Shred it up real nice. We'll end with Brian Reed, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day.
Real quick. I heard you can peel a tangerine with the if you have an air gun.
You know, I don't think that works.
It works?
I don't think
it works. I've seen it.
Yeah, online you saw it. Have you seen it in person?
Yeah, we were eating tangerines at my dad's shop the other day.
What that person probably did was cut it off and then put it back on and then went, pfft.
Nope. We're trying it.
All right, try it.
We're trying it
at your dad's shop. All right. We'll end with Brian Reed's. What's your favorite holy crap, this actually works trick? His was changing the radio station. That's actually...
Brian.
That's actually pretty funny, Brian.
Yeah! There you go, Brian. Rock one.